Nilqakom għas-sitt programm fis-sensiela ta' Noti Memorabli fl-imkien miegħi Tony Sant. F'din is-sensiela nesploraw aspetti storiografiċi tal-mużika f'Malta. Sensila ta' Noti Memorabli qed nagħtu ħarsa mill-ġdid lejn aspetti tal-mużika f'Malta li għadhom miftakra għavolja għaddew snin twal minn fuqhom. F'ċerti każi għaddew anke sekli. Ħafna drabi però qed inħarsu aktar lejn il-mużika ta' dawn l-aħħar ftit anqas minn 100 sena u aktar li nagħtu xi ftit aktar attenzjoni lejn il-mużika ta' dawn l-aħħar 60 sena. Hawnhekk l-intenzjoni hija waħda partikolari ħafna. Li naraw x'hemm minn din il-mużika illi la jgħaddi żmien tkun tassew memorabbli għax tibqa' tissemma u tinstema bl-istess mod kif inhi l-mużika ta' żminijiet oħra. Dan it-traġett huwa wieħed ta' tfittxija storiografika aktar milli analiżi storika. Naħseb li raġuni ta' dan hija waħda ovvja għal kull min qatt ipprova jistudja aspetti storiċi tal-mużika f'Malta. Tajjeb però illi din il-ħaġa nispjegaw ukoll f'termini mhux daqstant akademiċi. Allora, f'sens ġenerali u simplifikat, l-istorja tinkiteb minn dokumenti li jinkisbu minn arkivi u sorsi oħra u bosti drabi jinkludu l-interpretazzjoni partikolari ta' dawn l-istess dokumenti minn min ikun qed jikteb l-istorja. Barankollu jekk m'hemmx dokumenti, jew inkella jekk id-dokumenti li jeżistu huma oskuri, nieqsa mill-kuntest meħtieġ biex nifmu sew x'fihom, jew mhux aċċessibbli b'mod faċli għax flok organizzati f'arkivju pereżempju jew xi forma ta' librerija jinstabu mferxin l-hawn u l-hinn, u dan dejjem jekk ikunu għadhom jeżistu, allura ikun ferm aktar diffiċli illi tinkiteb storja minn din ix-xorta ta' evidenza storika. Dan huwa l-qofol ta' din is-sensiela ta' Noti Memorabli. F'kull edizzjoni ta' din is-sensiela ta' programmi qed nagħtu ħarsa lejn dokumenti partikolari biex naraw ftit x'hemm li nistgħu niftakru milli moddi tal-mużika f'Malta u kemm minn dan illi nistgħu niftakru nistgħu faċilment insibu kuntesti għalih biex tassew nistgħu ngħidu li għandna Noti Memorabli. Fil-programm ta' qabel dan f'din is-sensiela ta' Noti Memorabli tkellimna dwar il-kompożitur u direttur mużikali George Martin. Edna illi Surmast Martin kien missier xandara Joyce Gullajmir. Smajna anke silta mużikali illi kiteb George Martin, preċiżament l-innu tal-banda San Leonardo, interpretat mill-istess banda waqt kunċert f'Maskali fl-Italja fl-2018 taħt id-direzzjoni ta' Daniel Vella. Apparti il-profil ħafif ta' George Martin, ibbażat fuq artiklu ta' Fabi Mangione li kien der fil-Gazzetta fl-2016, ftit li xejn kellna aktar dwaru. Illum allura xtaqt li niftaħ dan il-programm ta' Noti Memorabli billi nesplora dokument storiografiku dwar George Martin. Apparti li kien missier Joyce Gullajmir, George Martin kien ukoll it-tziju ta' George Peresso. Kittibu xandar li ċertament mandu bżon ta' ebda introduzzjoni, especialment ma' semmija ta' Campus FM. Fil-2013, dan l-istazzjon kien xandar sensiela bl-isem ta' l-istaġun ta' nostalġija, i-prezentat minn Anton Farrugia. Il-15 il-programm f'din is-sensiela kien inkludi siltiet mill-autobiografija ta' George Peresso, i-publikata mill-Horizons, bl-isem ta' It-tifel ta' nanna.
Il-marċijiet kont inħobbhom ħafna. Għalkemm kienu jġibu fija taħlita ta' ferħ u malinkonija. Meta konti nkun nista, konti mmur nagħmel passejn bil-ħarba mal-banda. Litteralment, ftit passi, għax kont nibżal jinqala x'inkwiet. U l-inkwiet kien jaqbad fuq kull ħaġa ta' xejn. Darba kien sar anki delitt fi żmien il-brijju tal-festa, għalkemm ta' tifel illi kont ma nafx jekk kienx minħabba l-festa. Naf illi d-dera tal-pulizija jdawru l-post fejn kien seħħ id-delitt, fit-triq mixogħla bil-bozzot u mżejna bil-bandalori, kienet xi ħaġa li l-lum insejħela xena minn film tal-waħx. Darba ħabib tiegħi staqsini: Int mali ma gażin iż-żomm peresso? Ma tnejn, waġibtu jien. Ma tistax, għalli, jew ma wieħed jew ma l-ieħor. Il-kultura li trid tkun magażin jew ieħor kienet għalija xi ħaġa ġdida. Billi meħdejna kien jgħaddi l-marċ tal-banda tal-baqra, tal-blu, jien ħassejtni aktar miġbut lehom. Imma fejn kont nisma l-banda, kont inlebbed biex nismaħħa. Anke fil-misraħ, fejn kienet iddoq il-banda ta' San Mikiel tal-ħodor. Għalkemm kont nibża nidħol waħdi f'dawk l-inħawi. Dan il-ħabib tiegħi, jekk fimtu sew, kien iżomm mal-banda ta' San Mikiel. Għalli li quddiem il-gażin fil-pjazza, kien se jkun hemm kunċert u ħajjarni mmur miegħu. U jiena mort. Sieħbi f'xi ħin sarlu l-ħin u telaq lejn id-dar. Imma jien kont qed nieħu pjaċir nisma' l-kunċert tal-banda b'xi siltiet mużikali li soltu kont nisma' minn fuq Radiofusion. Imdaqqa bl-orkestra u forsi kor u kantanti. U ntlift imsaħħar. Sakemm nisma' leħen it-tzijiet jgħidli: X'ġejt tagħmel hawn int waħdek? Nantek imħasba minħabba fika x'għadek ma dħalx lura. Dakinhar kelli norqot għandha. Fil-festa, kellha torqot hemm ukoll kuġinti Joyce li billi missiera, it-siju George, kien idoqq u surmast u hi kienet bdiet titgħallem il-pjanu, għalija kienet saret prodigju. U meta n-nanna bdiet tagħmilli prietka li stajt tsib truħi f'xi ġlieda bla għajjat b'xi flix kun jitkisser u xi kelma mhux xierqa, it-tziju turqalilha: Dan jisma' l-mużika kien taf, mhux il-klem ħażin. Semmejt it-tziju George, ir-raġel tat-tzija ċettina. L-aktar wieħed illi kien mixħut għall-mużika. Kien iġib li ftit suġġestjoni għax kien ta' dixxiplina kbira. Imma kelli ammirazzjoni lejh. Kien raġel ambizzjuż fis-sens ġenwin tal-kelma. Dejjem naraħ b'xi ktieb fidu u min jardbo jittarzna kien studja u għamel karriera sew matul iż-żmien. Ġa fi żmieni kien inxteħed bruħu b'ġismu għall-mużika. Kien idoq il-kornu l-aktar mal-banda Duke of Connaught ta' Birkirkara. U niftakarni sejjer man-nanna għal-parti li kien għamel metaħa l-RSM. L-ltziti ċett, illi kienet kuntenta bieħ għax kien laħaq surmast, kont nitloba, anzi kont nokorbila biex taħodni narax idoq jew mexxi l-banda. Imma qatt ma niftakarni li mort. Niftakar it-tziju Tur darba jistaqsi li t-tziju George: Allura, fej qed ħabbad dal-aħħar George? Xiġifieri fej qed inħabbad? Jien nid-deriġi mela nħabbad, x'kull waħda wkoll? Qallu t-tziju George kważi fastidjat. O mhux hekk jgħidu, qallu t-tziju Tur. Emma dawk l-injoranti. U żied biex itaffija xi ftit. U inti, inti m'intix injorant? It-tziju Tur kien kważi ħalih u tela fuq jisma' r-radju. It-tnejn kienu mill-isla u ta' Sengleani puri kellhom a sense of pride qawwi ħafna if kienu jafu n-nies l-oħra tal-kottonera li kienu jgħiruhom li jiftaħru wisq b'rixhom. It-tziju George kien iżomma u kellu biex li kien surmast. U t-tziju Tur kien iżomma wkoll u kellu biex li kien għawim tajjeb u ex-player tal-water polo. Kollox ma kollox iżda, it-sijiet kollha kienu jinġibu, minkejja li ma kienux jaqblu f'kollox. U ninstab żgur li dak l-inċident ma kienx spiċċa bil-banda.
Għalkemm hawnhekk George Peresso qed jikteb dwar innifsu kif jagħmel kull awtur ta' autobiografija wara kollox, jirnexxilna nsibu anke aspett storjografiku ieħor dwar is-surmast George Martin. Il-banet li fihom kien attiv ċertament li komplu jżommu l-memorja tiegħu ħajja, l-istess kif jagħmlu speċjalment b'surmastri direttori oħra tagħhom u kompożituri tal-bosta siltiet mużikali li interpretaw minn żmien għal żmien fir-repertorju tagħhom. Kompożizzjonijiet ta' George Martin ma nsibux wes, anka jekk hemm diversi illi ġew rekordjati minn banet Maltin. Il-fondazzjoni M3P deġa id-dokumentat sitt marċi maħruġa minn tliet banet differenti li kien jaħdem magħhom f'ħajtu. U ċerti li hemm aktar. Bħal per eżempju dan il-marċ li se nisimgħu issa li skoprejtu permezz ta' website Spanjola li tiġbor fiha repertorju ta' vari tipi ta' marċi. U l-website jisima Passo Dobles. Din is-silta mużikali ta' George Martin li tidher hawn bl-isem ta' 75th anniversary hija klassifikata minnhom mhux bħala marċ, imma bħala passagalja, tip ta' żifna tradizzjonali Spanjola. 75th anniversary ta' George Martin kif ippreżentata mill-website Spanjola Paso Dobles. Din is-silta mużikali aktarx li oriġinarjament kienet maħruġa fl-1985 mis-Soċjetà Santa Maria u banda Re George Hamsa tal-imqabba li tagħha huwa kien id-direttur mużikali għal 35 sena sħaħ qabel miet fl-1991. Il-qofol ta' din is-sensiela huwa li nsibu evidenza storika li minna nesploraw il-mużika Maltija jew il-mużika f'Malta fis-sfond storiografiku. U għalhekk xtaqt inkompli fuq punt ieħor minn programm ieħor f'din is-sensiela qabel dan tal-lum. Fl-aħħar żewġ programmi f'din is-sensiela ta' noti memorabbli ersaqna sew lejn Bormla u ħsejjes mużikali li ħarġu minn hemm fuq perjodu twil ta' żmien. Fost l-edem ħsejjes illi nafu bihom minn din il-lokalità, smajna dwar proġett mid-Departiment tal-Studji Musikali fl-Università ta' Malta minn madwar 15-il senilu. Et nerġa' semmi dan għax et nażel li nerġa' nifukaw fuq mużiċi sinifikanti ħafna li s-semma f'dak il-kuntest imma li ftit li xejn kenna ċans nifmu aħjar aspetti storiografiċi marbuta miegħu. Dan inġib għall-attenzjoni tagħna minn Simon Merġija. Qed nirreferi għal Dun Michelangelo Villa.
Numru ta' studenti li ħadmu Mariel Waspiteri, Karin Grek, Rosabel Bianchi, Tancred Grek uħrajn. Mbagħad kellna mużika wkoll tal-istudenti li hija għamluwa bħal editing u konna u koll mużika l-ġitet id-diet minħat tiħor fossum Richard Duval li daħannija u ġibnija minn ximkin juħor for design l-arkivju kem ta' Bormla u kem l-arkivju li m-arkivju interessanti issa li għabel kien mużika privata ta' Sur Mażgat li l-lum tinsab fil-Binju Court Museum u għandu kollezzjoni anke sabiħ hemmhekk ta' mużika u ħassejna li kellna ntella anki f'dal kunċert mużika minn hemmhekk. U fost ix-xogħlijiet li saq li għamilna antifoni l-osra ta' minn Bormla. Żewġ antifoni li kienu anonimi identifikajnihom, il-mużika hija l-istess ibiddel l-kliem li tidħol fl-istorja tal-parroċċa. L-parroċċa ta' Bormla l-antifona tagħha tinbidel ħafna drabi. L-aktar waħda antika li s'issa Trace Jajt hija s-Sankta Parents ta' Michelangelo Villa. Nasa fuq dawet jista' jitkellem anke l-qudiem li kien kompożitur validissimu ħafna tal-aħħar tas-seklu 18.
Tejn semmu hawn li l-mużikologu Joseph Villa Bondin kien diġà semma xogħol ta' Michelangelo Villa xie 10 snin qabel dan kollu li qed nisimgħu dwaru hawn illum. Ikolli ngħid però li dan Michelangelo Villa ftit kien adunata mill-attenzjoni li verament jixraqlu. I-dokumenti storiografiċi juru anke battibek bejn Villa Bondin u Simon Merġija fil-gazzetti ta' nhar ta' ħadd fifrar ta' l-2010 fejn l-argument iduru fuq ix-xogħol tal-mużikologu Awstraljan Richard Duval fuq Nicola Iżward b'referenza speċifika għal Dun Michelangelo Villa. Skont Villa Bondin, ix-xogħlijiet ta' Michelangelo Villa kienu fir-repertorju ta' mużiċisti Maltin fl-aħħar kwart tas-seklu 20 u dawn kienu jinkludu lil Joseph Villa, Dun Juan Galia u Brian Schembri fost ħidma arkivistika minn Father Albert Borch u Hugo Aġus Muscat. U għaj sostni li dawn indaqqu fil-Konkatedral ta' San Juan, il-Teatru Manuel u fil-parroċċi tal-Isla u Bormla. Merġija wieġeb li hemm aktar mużiċisti kontemporani oħra assoċjati mal-mużika ta' Michelangelo Villa. B'daqshekk, sostna Merġija bir-raġun, ma jfissirx li l-poplu Malti jaf bil-mużika ta' Michelangelo Villa. U dan il-fatt huwa aktar notevoli għal-raġuni li jider li Michelangelo Villa kien l-ewwel mużiċist Malti li kellu l-mużika tiegħu ippubblikata barra minn Malta. Hawn qed nitkellmu dwar xi ħaġa li ġrat fl-1768, jiġifieri 253 sena ilu. Qabel ngħid aktar jien dwar Michelangelo Villa, naħseb ikun aħjar li nduru biex nisimgħu lil Richard Duval innifsu f'intervista li kien għamillu Charles Schwereb għal l-ewwel programm fis-sensiela Neħilhom il-Kappell li oriġinarjament xandret fuq Campus FM madwar 10 snilu. L-ewwel jitkellem ftit dwar innifsu u bekni mwaħjar minn kien Richard Duval, iżda wara ftit idur biex jitkellem dwar Michelangelo.
I was music director of the Victoria State Opera in Melbourne for 30 years. So I've conducted 150 different operas, and that ranges from all the Monteverdis, a moderate amount of contemporary stuff, but the music I was probably best at was Rameau, Gluck, Mozart, Verdi, Berlioz, some Wagner, Richard Strauss. You have to, like Michael Laus with the National Orchestra, and he does it very well, I tried to do my best. The singers were always happy when I was in the orchestra pit because I was always called the singer's friend, because I would watch them and I would breathe with them. And I'd allow them to create the drama. They'd feel comfortable.
Was it music that got you onto the Order of St. John? Was it an association? Could I ask that?
Well, it was an association of the emotion in music, which makes you very open to religious charism. But I was not religious when I was younger at all. I love history, I read history, and I always stayed away from religion because of things that I'd read in history. But I was a St. John ambulance cadet, and the history stuck. For some reason, and then in 1980 I was asked by our then Australian president, Sir James Godbole, who is a great Australian Italian, but who's also very close to the Maltese community and who has been quite a few times to Malta now with his wife. He asked me to give a talk and I spoke about their hospital and medical history, and I'm afraid they never let me go. And I became a convert to the church in 1984. I mean, if someone had said to me 20 years ago that I was going to be a brother or a monk or a friar, I'm not sure what the exact term is. I can never figure it out. In a religious order, I'd have been rather surprised. But it's happened, and these things happen to us in our lives. Life takes interesting turns, and it's the Holy Spirit working in its strange way. Well, it worked in a wonderful way with me. I'm a very happy man.
And you did it musically.
Doing music. I'm still doing a certain amount of conducting. I'm associate professor of music at the University of Melbourne, but I mainly now do musicology, either early Australian music, and there was a large number of very interesting composers who came to Australia before, say, the Second World War. But in the 1850s, 1860s, people from Italy, Germany, France, United States even, United Kingdom, and this music has stayed there. But I also do Baroque music, Baroque opera. I'm editing the complete works of the music of our Grand Master, one of his ancestors. He has two composers. This is Fra Matthew Festing, who's the current Grand Master of the Order of Malta, who is he's the son of a field marshal and a very, very brilliant general, I gather.
Very traditional qualifications for the post.
Yes, it was good qualifications, actually, because Fra Matthew went to Sandhurst. He's been in the Grenadier Guards, good army career. He's very artistically minded. But one day he said to me, I've got some composers in my family. One of them was Maurice Greene, the English composer, quite well known, but I don't know the music all that well. But one of his ancestors, the other one was a Michael Christian Festing. And I've found about 40 works by Festing so far. Concerto Grossi, violin sonatas, trio sonatas, couple of cantatas, and I'm editing the lot because the music is of equal importance to handle.
Inħallu dik il-parti u naddu issa biex nitkellmu iktar fuq is-suġġett il-għala tersaqt lej il-professur Deval u din hija il-parti ma' Fra Richard Deval u din id-darba se jispjegalna iktar ħajdħol iktar fuq ix-xogħol qed jagħmel ta' restawr fuq il-mużika u allura nitkellmu llum fuq Michelangelo li kien ukoll il-maestro di kappella tal-isla imma aktar tard stabbilixxa ruħu wkoll Maestro di Cappella ta' Bormla. U għalhekk interessanti nisimgħu it-tip ta' mużika li huwa qiegħed jirrestawra u li qiegħda taffaxxinah kemm lilu kemm insħabu ġol l-Università l-Awstralja u kemm lilna hawnhekk bl-orkestra tagħna jsemmi Michael Laus ukoll u għalhekk tajjeb li nkunu aħna wkoll aġġornati ta' dan il-moviment sabiħ entużjażmu li qiegħed isir illum. Għalikom fra Professor Richard Deval. One lucky thing for Malta is that you also study musicians and their scores historically in a way, because you pick them up from 1, 2, 3 centuries ago.
It was terribly important that I try and do something also for Malta. I'm a musician, so how can I make a contribution as a member of the order? You know, I'm not an architect that can restore buildings, but I can restore music.
What is it exactly that you do when you say you restore music?
Well, it was Don Juan Mazzapati that got me onto this. This marvelous priest and historian who's the director of the Vignacourt Museum at Rabat, and he had quite a collection of manuscript music there. And he said, I want you to look at this. And I looked at this music, mainly at the time, Masses, etc., by Francesca Azzopardi. There's a big collection in the Umdina Cathedral, which he also put together. But Dunshuan put his own collection together then at the Vignacourt, and so I started editing the music. I get the manuscript, I can read the shorthand very often that composers of this time used, and then I type the scores into a computer, into a music program, a very modern program, and I type it in for the violins, the organ, all the voices, the oboes, the cellos and basses, and then when I've done four or five bars, I can press a button and my computer will play that music back to me with using the sounds of violins. In doing that, then I also just press a button after I've finished the work and the performing parts pop out. Now, by that I mean, if an orchestra plays a piece of music, each instrument has its own line of music, has to have its own part, and this program shoots out the part. So I can give these beautifully printed parts then to Michael Laus, and he's done some of these, or Joseph Vellebondin or Joe Vella, these marvellous people on Malta that you've got that do this music, and they can perform this music. Now, I've edited between 170 and 200 works. Some of them are short, some of them are extremely long. One of the works of Visuard is 40 minutes long, for example. And the main composers, and I like to concentrate on the period of the order in Malta, 1798, but of course I've stretched right beyond that up to the 1850s.
Especially in Niccolò Visuard's case, because he carried on his activity, perhaps.
Yes, but I've done nothing of Visuard after 1798, because all of his sacred music was written either in Naples or for the Cathedral of St. John, and he took all of that music with him when he left with Napoleon and established himself in Paris, and there are 34 major works. Now, if you can imagine Mozart masses, written in Salzburg at the time, for organ, for strings, for woodwinds, for choir, and for four soloists. Most of Visuard's music is exactly like this. Full-length masses, magnificats, te deums, dixit dominuses, shorter antiphons, works for castratos. St. John's co-cathedral had a musical establishment like the cathedral at Salzburg. So what Mozart had available, Visuard and Azzopardi, etc., also had available.
Yeah.
And when this music comes alive, Malta has its art, which you treasure, and it's well known. You have your architecture. Well, you can't escape it. It's around you everywhere. But not much is known about your music. And in doing this, that I'm doing proper editions, and these editions now are being published. The first six works have just been issued in a Paris-based music publishing house, a very estimable, very venerable one, very high quality. They've just been published. And one of the works has been performed here on Malta already, and they're selling very well, because they're works for flutes, of course.
Exactly. Once you mentioned these publications, you have one here, which is a recent publication, right? And it's about Michelangelo Vella, born in 1710 and died 1792, the stretch of the 18th century. 24 sonatas. Is this one of the publications you were mentioning?
It's published by Lyrebird Press. So that's the old Wasolier publication. It was founded in Paris in the late 1920s by an Australian. So these six sonatas, first six of 24 sonatas by Don Michelangelo Vella have appeared. He is a very interesting man.
Yeah, we would like to hear a little bit about him.
Almost nothing of Vella and Vella's music was known up till maybe a couple of years ago. Don Juan obtained a set of parts, printed in Paris in 1768, of six sonatas for three violins, harpsichord and cello, by Michelangelo Vella. They were dedicated to his patron, one of the knights in the Vignacourt family, like Alof de Vignacourt, but later. He was the prior of Champagne in France in about the 1760s, and he wrote these remarkable pieces, but no one had really done anything with them except Joe Vellebondin, who I think had performed one of them, put it together. But no score had been issued, so I sat down and typed the score in laboriously, because it's an hour. Well, they're 20 minutes long, or 15 minutes long each, so it's an hour and a half of music. But Vella, suddenly, when you see this in print, all the parts together with the harpsichord part realized, you realize that Vella was an extremely important composer. He was equal to Johann Christian Bach or Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach, who were his contemporaries, the Bach sons. Mm-hmm. And these six works are one of the finest that I've ever come across in this genre, and they will be published fairly soon also by Lyrebird Press. The invention in the works is so extraordinary, and each violin line, there are three of them, is equal. So the bottom line just doesn't play something boring. They all are quite equal. And his musical invention, his counterpoint, his thematic use is quite extraordinary. We know so little about Vella's music. We have these six sonatas. Soon after I finished working on these sonatas, I found another 24 sonatas for flutes in Dresden. and we think that they were sent there by the Queen of Naples, who was a Saxon princess, to her brother, who was a flautist, like Frederick the Great. Mm-hmm. And so we get these 24 sonatas, only in parts, but for three flutes. And the workmanship, the counterpoint, the thematic use, the movement for the players, the interest for each player, is extraordinary.
Do we have any recordings of his music?
There are recordings being contemplated now between Decca and Wasow Lier, who used to run, of course, a recording company. And I'll hear when I get back to Australia what the negotiations have been going on in London. They're marvellous works. Four of the flute sonatas have been recorded in Australia because we had a launch of the first volume of six sonatas. We had 200 people turn up. Of course, a lot of Maltese and even Maltese members of the order. So we played them on recorders. We played them on Baroque wooden flutes. We played them on modern metal flutes. And everyone said, well, they're terrific.
Għanaddu biex nisimgħu silta minwet li ġiet irranġata għaw Malta u li tresqet bħala eżempju tal-kompożizzjoni ta' Vella. U nissuktaw bl-intervista.
Now Wasow Lier, Lierbird, are actually planning a Chinese edition of these sonatas because there's so many flute players in China. And the number of works written for three solo flutes is very, very small. And here you have first-rate music. Now, apart from the string works and these 24 sonatas, we only have one other work of real significance, and that's a symphony that I found through Simon Mechirka of the University of Malta at the archives at the church in Cospicua, and that was a symphony. A single movement symphony, but purely Vella, absolute Vella, completely. And it's wonderful. I've offered it to Michael Laus, and perhaps I might come back here and maybe do a couple of concerts myself. The only other music that we have, about six or seven introits or religious works, The bishop at the time, I think it was Alperin, put his foot down on the church musicians and said, now look, we're not having a lot of secular music being played. We want it to be really religious and simple. And so Vella didn't get much of a chance to compose, but he must have composed some theatre music, or he must have composed instrumental music for the knights. And the great hope that I have is that people in Malta, in their homes, old families, might have any old scraps of music that will look nothing to them, but to a musicologist, they may be very, very important. So to any listeners, I would say, go to Dun Juan or to Simon Mechirka at the university and say, I have this old manuscript. If it's manuscript, then it's important music. And even if they want to keep it, it's terribly important we get a photocopy of it and then try and identify it. So that this heritage, and it's Malta's heritage, is available in libraries and then is available to be performed. Somewhere here on Malta are many other works by Michelangelo Vella. He's an important composer, and we desperately want to find them.
Fl-1710 l-kompożitur Malti Michelangelo Vella kien għallem lill-famuż kompożitur Malti ieħor Nikolo Iżwar Xwieb li għamel isem Pariġi fi żmien Napoleon. Michelangelo twieled familja sinjura l-isla u jitqies fost il-kompożituri ewlenin tal-mużika sagra. Fl-1730 mar jistudja l-mużika l-Konservatorio Pietà dei Turchini, Napli, meta fl-1734 tem l-istudji tiegħu għal saċerdot u rċieva l-ordni sagra f'Diċembru fil-Knisja Parrokjali ta' Aċerra Napli. Erba' snin wara rritorna Malta fejn beda jservi bħala saċerdot l-isla u maestro di kappella. Mal-ewwel irriforma l-istudji tal-mużika f'Malta, daħħal it-teknika professjonali u tella l-livell fl-linja ma' Napli. Studenti li ħarreġ huwa kienu jinkludu lill-Iżwar, kif semmejna, lil Salvatore Magri, Giuseppe Burlo, Antonio Freri u Francesco Azzopardi. U għaċċetta li komponi diversi bċejjeċ għal parroċċi diversi f'Malta, sakemm fl-1762 inħatar maestro di kappella fil-parroċċa ta' Bormla, fej fl-1776, is-sena tad-dikjarazzjoni tal-indipendenza tal-Istati Uniti, mar joqgħod Bormla għal kollox wara l-mewt tommu. Mid f'Diċembru tal-1792, 6 snin qabel l-ordni tal-kavalliri spiċċaw minn Malta.
Il-mużika ta' Michelangelo kif ippreżentata mill-mużikologu Awstraljan Richard Duval f'intervista ma' Charles Schwireb għal Campus FM. Richard Duval miet fil-bidu tal-2017 fl-età ta' 71 sena. Forsi din hija waħda mir-raġunijiet li ftit li xejn xorta tista' ssib recordings tal-mużika ta' Michelangelo. Qabel ix-xogħol ta' Duval, il-professur Joseph Vella kien irrekordja xi xogħlijiet ta' Michelangelo fuq żewġ CDs. Dawn ir-recordings però huma rari ħafna u lajjen u l-għaxi ħbieb u kollegu tiegħi li huma kollezzjonisti tad-diski u wis anqas fil-librerija ta' Campus FM mar nexxin insibhom dawn. Qed nirreferi speċifikament għad-diski The High Baroque, Composers from Malta u pre-klassika Music from Malta, maħruġa mill-Fondazzjoni Memoria Kulturali Nazzjonali fl-2002 u fl-2004 rispettivament. Fil-verità għas dwar din il-Fondazzjoni Memoria Kulturali Nazzjonali ma rnexxin insib xejn. L-rnexxin insib huwa recording mill-2018 ta' The Rose Ensemble fuq l-album Treasures from Baroque Malta maħruġ fl-2018. Propjament dan ix-xogħol illi se nisimgħu issa anqas mhu attribwit lil Michelangelo fuq dan is-CD. Imma l-isem huwa identiku għal xogħol ta' dan l-istess kompożitur mill-1763. Allora, sakemm ma jiġi xi ħadd u jgħidilna mod ieħor, jiena nista' ngħid illi issa se nisimgħu l-kompożizzjoni ta' Michelangelo Sankta et Immaculata Virginitatis. Thank you. Il-kompożizzjoni Sankta et Immakulata Verġinitat, miktuba fġieħ il-konċizzjoni ta' Bormla mill-kompożitur Malti Michelangelo fl-1763. Eżegwita hawnhekk mir-Rose Ensemble fl-album tagħhom Treasures from Baroque Malta mill-2018. L-iskop ta' din is-sensiela ta' Noti Memorabli mhux li noffru storja tal-mużika f'Malta. L-għanewlini huwa li nesploraw dokumenti storiċi li jistgħu jgħinuna niftakru u nifmu aħjar momenti ta' sew straordinari fl-imoddi tal-mużika f'Malta. Dan mingħajr ma neċessarjament nipprovaw ninsġu xi ġrajja strutturata b'xi mod jew ieħor. Importanti li barra li nevalwaw il-passat u nifmu ftit x'ġara fl-imoddi, nieħdu wkoll ftit tal-ħin biex napprezzaw x'qed jiġri bħalissa. Illum dan se nagħmluh permezz ta' mistoqsija li rbatt mal-programm tal-ġimgħa l-oħra, jiġifieri kif tmur mid-daqq tal-banda għall-mużika ta' band. Apparti differenza lingwistika biex ma ngħidx semantika, hemm ukoll qabża kulturali sew f'dak li huwa ġeneru, kif ukoll f'dawk li huma l-parametri soċjali u kulturali li ż-żewġ forhom joperaw fihom. Waħda mill-bands Maltin li letteralment qed jagħmlu ħoss bħalissa jisimha Eyes to Argus. Ir-rock progressiv tagħhom mhux it-tip li jindaqwis fuq ir-radju, mhux biss f'dan l-istazzjoni, ma anke fl-istazzjonijiet kollha li hawn fil-Gżejjer Maltin. U dan avolja huma ħarġu l-ewwel album tagħhom fl-2017. Din li se nisimgħu issa hija l-aktar silta reċenti tagħhom, ħarġet fl-20 ta' April ta' din is-sena l-2021. Jisimha Habitual. Mħabiġwul tal-grupp Malti Eyes to Argus nifqu għawna noti memorabli tal-lum. Nittama li jekk qed issegwi dawn il-programmi b'mod regolari, qed tara sew x'qed nippruvaw nagħmlu hawn. Qed naraw bil-mod x'inhu ma dawk l-elementi tal-mużika Maltija, dawk l-aspetti tal-mużika f'Malta li se nibqgħu niftakru meta jgerbu snin u jgħaddu s-sekli. X'inhu ma l-aktar noti memorabli. Fil-Busbis, il-mużika oriġinali ta' Mario Cordina mill-proġett Lejla Maltija ġibna fit-tmiem is-sitt programm fis-sensiela ta' Noti Memorabli flimkien miegħi Tony Sand. In-noti memorabli tal-lum kienu dwar George Martin, Michelangelo Vella u Eyes to Argus. Noti Memorabli huwa produzzjoni ta' l-M3P Foundation għal Campus FM. Dan il-programm jixxandar fuq dan l-istazzjon kull nar ta' tnejn f'nofsinhar b'repetizzjoni nar ta' tlieta fl-erba' u nofs ta' wara nofsinhar.